Yeah, we're doing well, thank you.
Good afternoon, Dr. Bartlett. My name is Gabby, and of course, Michelle was the first person you spoke to.
Yeah. Hi, Gabby. Hi, Michelle, of course.
Now, Dr. Bartlett, some questions I want to ask you. What is D-Smile?
D-Smile is a subscription-based oral health solution whereby we provide patients with the right tools to look after their teeth as much or as best as they could. One of the issues, obviously, in my clinics, I've been doing dentistry for 20, 25 years, is that compliance at home is very important. So no matter what we say to patients in the room in terms of need to brush, floss, rinse, patients, for whatever reason, do not commit to that routine. And that's evident by a recent survey by the ADA that found 75% of patients rarely or never floss. So it's not from lack of products. What's the deal? So what we found is that it's not necessarily the lack of product that's engaging in that routine. So we decided to elevate that dental experience, provide patients with design-driven products that are sustainable, of course, where people can actually commit to that routine of brush, floss, rinse. Because obviously we know that if people do that at home twice a day, the risk of tooth decay is reduced and the risk of gum disease is also reduced. And that's the innovative part that we're trying to do with D-Smile.
Okay, so that's a patient education program.
Correct. So, you know, we provide patients with products. Along with that, there's obviously educational EDMs. And in addition to that, we have online advice that is actually given by professionals so that patients don't need to seek advice from YouTube videos. They can actually reach out to a professional, to a dentist or therapist, and seek advice. And that's all part of the membership and subscription.
Oh, so you don't believe in Dr. Google?
Well, sometimes Dr. Google can be okay. I mean, you know, we're all guilty of reaching out, but unfortunately, it's not. And I know in the past, we did a survey during COVID to find out what people do online.
Yeah.
And we, to my surprise, around 10 to 15% of men between the ages of 18 to 35 have attempted to take their own teeth out.
What?
It's frightening.
So if I've got a toothache and I'm a guy in that age group, I will try to pull it out myself.
No. Okay. I actually found that very hard to believe. When I started to ASPAR, I've got about 7 year ageism, in every clinic there was one or two people that said, yes, I know someone who did that. So that's probably obviously the extreme case, but then you've got, you know, whitening products. A lot of people sort of reaching out to, you know, engaging with very dangerous products. I mean, charcoal is a big thing, right? In the short term, charcoal is quite abrasive, so the teeth will look white. But in the long term, as you remove the enamel, you get down to dentine, and dentine is obviously yellower, so you permanently strip down the enamel. So online DIY dentistry is definitely not recommended, and that's why we felt that we need to have something like an urgent care system for dental, like there is for mental health, such as like, you know, Beyond Blue and so on. So that's what we try and do with D-Smile and D-Smile Care.
Interesting.
Now, doctor, when you send these items, like I presume they're toothbrush, toothpaste, dental floss, and out to patients, do you then check up with them to make sure that, number one, they're using them, number two, that they've got no problems with them?
Absolutely. So within our clinics, we've been rolling this out for every new patient experience, and we usually have about 3 to 4 weeks opportunity window to change people's habits. So patients get given these kits as instructions of the basics of what patients need to do, including dietary advice, and we call them 7 days later.
How
you set up this kit, and that's done by our therapist, absolutely, because as I said, we have an opportunity to change people's habits within 3 to 4 weeks of them coming to the clinic. And we get a lot of data, a lot of information from patients' feedback. You know, obviously we know that a lot of patients love electric toothbrush, which we're bringing out at the end of this year. Kids range, obviously, and what we try and do is make sure we have a complete solution so that kids under the age of 5 get their dental products for free. We try and come up with innovative ideas and approach to try and change the narrative and put dentistry on the wellness agenda. Because people still look at dentistry as, expensive, which is not. They still see it as, there's no transparency to see, there's pain. In fact, dentistry has come a long way. And if we can change people's perception and perspective on that, then we've succeeded.
Okay. Now, this is a subscription, and what's the cost of that for the patient?
For individuals, so it's $10 a month. This is 2 liters at $10 a month, and it's usually done every 3 months. So we try, people need to change their toothbrush every 3 months. So yes. Every 3 months, this gets delivered.
Every 3 months? I think my toothbrush is geriatric then.
How
did you go and get a new one? Oh, I don't know, but it's, yes.
I shouldn't be laughing.
It's long ago.
You'll be surprised. Like, we ask some people change it every month. It's like, no, maybe you're brushing way too hard, right? If your toothbrush is looking quite haggard in a month,
you're
wearing down your teeth. 6 months is a bit too long.
Every 3 months. Okay, good.
Every 3 months. So, absolutely. So, the toothpaste should last 3 months. If you're using too much toothpaste, well, there's no need. And the floss, we have enough floss to last 3 months. So, if you're not going through it fast enough, that means you're not flossing enough.
Ah, very good. Well,
that's brilliant.
Okay, that's brilliant.
That's
a really good service.
Yeah, it is. Now, I've had a look at your website, and the D-Spas look superb. I could go in there tomorrow. How does that work with the D-Spa?
So D-Spa, the actual service clinic. So I started D-Spa 20 years ago, and it was sort of 20 years ago, it was, okay, how do we break dental health barriers so people can come into the clinic? And so the design of the clinic was different. We had, we had pillows, incense, candles to try and make the trip as comfortable as possible. So that's the service component. People come in, and we encourage people to come in twice a year. So
6 months.
I've seen firsthand over the last 20 years the benefits of prevention, early intervention, education. So if you get to the dentist twice a year, you look after your teeth really well at home, the likelihood of getting tooth decay or gum disease is almost negligible. And if you commit to that, and we're trying at the moment to come up with an idea to make it as affordable as possible, to bundle it together so you have your product and your two clean visits to the dentist as affordable as possible. So the D-Spa clinic is absolutely, I mean, we've got prevention driven, we've got therapists, about 20 therapists across the clinic, and of course dentists in there. But the idea is to try and make sure people look at dentistry in a different way. They're excited to look after the teeth at home, but also they look forward to coming in and see their therapist and look after their teeth as much as possible. Dentistry is not all about, having six veneers and beautiful white teeth. Having healthy teeth and gums is where it should start.
Okay. And if you have any qualms about visiting the dentist, you've got a lovely place for them to sit and relax before they see you.
Hey, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a great idea.
The waiting areas are absolutely comforting and relaxing. We've got a lot of clinics are doing that these days. So the visit to the dentist is not as bad as it used to be.
All right. Now, can toothpaste alone whiten your teeth? Not forgetting that, Matt Damon was out here and he had the whitest teeth. You look at you're starstruck. How do you whiten your teeth? I mean, everyone says something whitens it, and I know you just said charcoal's not good. How do we whiten our teeth, Doctor?
The most effective permanent whitening is the one done by the dentist, right? So whitening toothpaste, to answer your question, does not whiten your teeth. They don't. They actually keep your teeth sort of white, but again, we all love our coffees and wines and stained foods and soy sauce and curry and so on. So discolour. Right. So the most effective way of doing it is going to the dentist, getting the in-chair whitening done and getting a home kit. That is probably also the most expensive, and a lot of people can't afford it. So the second most effective is to get custom-made trays, which is done, again, by the dentist and sort of under control.
Sorry, can you say that again? Custom-made what?
Like a whitening tray, like a plastic mould that fits your teeth. And you get whitening gel that you can use at home.
You set it over your teeth.
Correct. It's like a mouth guard, right? Yeah, but it's a very thin tray.
These are all things I've never heard of. Go on,
No, that's okay. So, and there are sort of other supermarket brands that are probably not as effective. If you get, like, and also the problem with supermarket brands sometimes could be a bit dangerous if they get on the gums, you could burn the gums. I know there are some sort of other products out there which, look, some of them might be okay and they don't damage teeth, which is fine. Sometimes you think if you want to spend money and not get results and whatever, then that's fine. But always consult a dentist or a therapist about the best methods to whiten teeth. But look, having your teeth whitened is very popular. It doesn't damage your teeth. It is good. And it actually builds, you know, some people, especially young people in their 20s and so on, feel good about having their teeth whitened. Obviously, some people think, well, this is not good enough. I want to go and get veneers, which is not ideal just to have whiter teeth. Veneers should be basically reserved for those that have damaged teeth or other issues, which